morning, everyone. Welcome to the Chamber Show. I'm Matt Ricker, and with me today is Diamond Wallstein, the Deputy Director for the Chamber, and Victoria from Tutoring Solutions Learning Center. We're here every second and fourth Monday of every month. We're broadcasting live on 1460 on your AM dial or worldwide at WVOX.com. And if anyone wants to call in, our number is 636-0110, 914 area code. So feel free to join in if you have any questions or comments. So, Diamond, we'll go over to you. We had a great Thanksgiving Day parade.
Yes, we did.
This past weekend went very well. So you have some information on that.
Yes. So I would like to thank everyone that participated this Saturday in the parade. Special thanks to Parks and Rec, the Communications Department in City Hall, Jennifer Lancer, Catherine White, Rob Hayes, some chamber people, of course. Catherine White is our new executive director. The police department, the fire department, all the schools that held the balloons, all our bands, everyone, you know, just thank you all for coming out and participating and showing support to the chamber and the city. Thank you all.
All right. So joining us now is Victoria from Tutoring Solutions Learning Center right here in New Rochelle. Thank you for joining us, Victoria.
Thank you for having me.
And so we want to just start out by having you tell us a little bit about yourself and your background about Tutoring Solutions and more.
Okay, so a little bit about myself. So I'm a New York native. I've lived in Westchester for, I would say, almost the last 20 years. And I went to school for education. I always knew that I wanted to do something with children, and I had set out that I wanted to be a teacher for a really long time before even getting to college level. I have degrees in education and psychology with concentrations in math and in science. So that's kind of my forte. And after graduating and getting certified, I've worked at schools, New York City Public Schools, Bronx Charter Schools, as well as Westchester Private Academies. And while I was at the Westchester Academy is when I started working at a learning center in the afternoon just as a supplement. So we've been doing this for, I've been doing this for about over a decade now, working with children since graduating.
Great. Okay. And so tell me, how did you decide to open a learning center?
So while I was working at a learning center and working at that academy here in Westchester, I was there about 3.5 years at the learning center, and the owners actually moved out of state. And when they moved out of state, they opted to close the center that they had. And I had so many families that I had made super close connections with, and I enjoyed the students so much, and I couldn't have imagined walking away from everyone. So instead, I decided to take over, and we opened as a independent learning center under the name of Tutoring Solutions about a little bit over 3 years ago.
Wow. Okay. And you've been in New Rochelle ever since?
Yes.
Okay. What can you tell me what types of programs do you offer at the Learning Center?
So we offer generalized homework help, so a little bit of everything. We also offer support for students that are struggling or they need a little bit of review, or enrichment programs if you are above grade level and you need a little bit of push to continue to excel. Those programs are for math and English, where the generalized homework help is a little bit of all subjects. We also have test prep programs in addition to that.
If you'd like to call in, our number is 914-636-0110. We'd be happy to take your questions. So, Victoria, tell me, what is it like for a student starting at the tutoring center for the first time? What's a normal session like for them?
Okay, so we have some students that'll come in elementary school, we typically do a very informal assessment just to see where they are in terms of their foundational skills. I firmly believe that the children are tested so much in school and they're starting to feel anxieties that have to do with testing. So I try to keep it to the minimum just so that we can gauge instruction and give us a focus area that we should be working on. So we do an informal assessment with them. We have parents come in. We do a intake with the parent. We go over all sorts of enrollment information. And we have the students get started. A typical session, the student's going to be working on a mix of, it could be homework if they're doing generalized homework help. It could be they're working on, say, a project that they have for school. Maybe they wrote a paper and they'd like us to do revisions with them on the paper. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of tailored according to what they have going on. Great. If we're doing a support or enrichment program, then that's going to be a little bit more focused on the material that we're providing to them as a means of support.
Okay, so for those who are parents who are maybe deciding, you know, that their child needs more help in something, and but they're kind of struggling in terms of the time, when to schedule a session, and if the child has sports and other extracurriculars, right. How do you work with a parent who works 9 to 5? And a kid who's got after school stuff, explain to me how you would work with someone.
Okay, so we have program availability Monday through Saturday. Monday through Friday, typically we end sessions around 6:30, but we do offer a late night on Thursday, and that's for a lot of our students that have either sports or extracurriculars. So we have sessions until about 7:30, 8 p.m. on Thursdays. Saturdays, we also have full day 9 to 3 available. So most families can are able to schedule within that availability. And if they're not able to schedule within that availability, for our older students, middle school, high school, we offer sessions via Skype or some sort of video platform, so that if they have something that they really have a question about, that we can go over that. We're open year round, so we have extended day for days that the kids have off of school. If they have a half a day, we open up a little bit early to accommodate students that are coming directly from their half day. And then in the summertime, we offer programs throughout the entire summer. So we still keep our schedule in terms of the days that we're available, but they're extended day so that we can offer more flexibility for parents that are around in the summer.
Before we came on, you were talking about a new program, a new project that you're starting. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so I've partnered with a former assistant principal of the New York City schools. His name is Jorge Moore, and he worked on a math board game. He actually made it from scratch, came up with the idea of it himself, and we've now partnered to make what we call Math Kids on the Go. And so it's a drawstring backpack, and within the backpack you have the board game. We also made together a math activity book that includes grade level appropriate math vocab for crossword and word search, as well as shape Sudoku and number Sudoku. So it's all in a little activity book, and that's in the backpack as well, with pencils, erasers, a little manipulative counter. And the whole idea was that if you're traveling, you are in an airport, you're in a car, and your child wants something to do, you can give them something that's going to offer them a little bit additional practice in an area that most students need some reinforcement.
Yeah, I definitely wish I had that when I was younger.
I think most of us do. I think if we're all honest, we could have used some sort of help at some point across our educational paths.
Yeah. So those who are older and in high school, approaching college crunch time, have all these standardized tests and regents coming up. What kinds of programs do you offer for them?
So we do offer programs that are geared towards state tests, which could be elementary through middle school. We offer regents prep programs. In the springtime, we also offer regents review workshops, which are held on the weekends, typically a 4-hour chunk, where we're doing just an overview of everything something that they can prepare to see on their regents. And then we also offer college admissions, SAT, ACT, test prep as well. So we have a mix of different programs, options. And with the test prep, we also have students that are preparing for their tax test going into a parochial high school. Or if they're going into a independent school and they need to take a ERB. So for those independent schools, we also have programs for that.
And what can parents expect for program pricing?
So it's going to depend upon how often the student comes into the center and how long the sessions are. So we have students that come in from 1 hour per week all the way to 6 hours per week, and it's customized based upon student needs. So the pricing starts about $200 per month or $50 an hour, but the more often you come in or the longer the session, the cheaper per hour it becomes. So it's pretty reasonable in price, and that's for our standard month-to-month. The test prep programs are $750 for 20 hours of instruction, and then it's $100 for registration and material. So $850 total for any of our test prep programs.
Now, we hear that you're moving soon, so tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so we're located right now in the Quaker Ridge Shopping Center, where the Acme is on the corner of Quaker Ridge and North Avenue. And we're actually moving to the more North Avenue side of the building, into the G&G Plaza, which has a Dunkin', which is very popular over there. And we're very excited because it's going to give us lots more visibility. In total, we've been in that Quaker Ridge Shopping Center as the previous learning center plus my independent learning center almost 7 years. And over that time, while we've been able to grow and establish, it's been wonderful. We really want to bring the learning center to that next level. And I think that having more visibility is going to offer us that option.
Where do you see your business in the future, 5-10 years from now?
Yeah, so in this new location, we have a larger classroom space, and then we also have some small classroom spaces. So some small rooms that we can be doing group instruction that's a little bit more tailored to a small group that's working on one thing. It gives us an opportunity to really expand the program offerings that we have to be able to offer multiple programs at the same time that we couldn't do before. So say for the instance in the springtime, when we're offering our Regents Review workshops, we had to do that at a separate time to any of our normal sessions scheduled, right? Now we can do that in like at the same time. We can do them all together. So it's going to offer us lots of more flexibility. And I'm hoping that the new location and so much more visibility there is going to also help us to grow.
Yeah, that's a really good location. And for those that are unsure of the location, it's where the real estate agency used to be.
Yes, it used to be Coldwell Banker. Yes,
yeah,
so it's directly on the corner of North Ave and Quaker Ridge Road.
Yeah. So, all right, we are going to break. So we will be right back. You're listening to The Chamber Show. Thanks for listening.
Stay airborne with us each and every day at 1460 on your AM dial or streaming live right now at WVOX.com. Better yet, download the WVOX app and take us with you wherever you go.
1460 WVOX.
Good morning. Welcome back to The Chamber Show. I'm Matt Ricker. We're here every second and fourth Monday of every month, broadcasting live on 1460 on your AM dial or worldwide at WVOX.com. You can call in to us at 914-636-0110. That's 914-636-0110. And in studio today is Diamond Wallerstein, the Deputy Director for the New Rochelle Chamber of Commerce, and Victoria from Tutoring Solutions Learning Center right here in New Rochelle. So, Victoria, thanks again for joining us.
Thank you.
And so before the break, we were just talking about the different types of programs and what kinds of programs you offer and flexibility for parents and programs for high schoolers as well. So I wanted to ask you more on a personal note. Do you miss being right in the classroom?
I I still get to do what I am passionate about, and it's much more flexible. I enjoy working with students. I can't imagine doing anything that's completely outside of the realm of education. So I am very happy that I'm able to find this perfect fit where I have the flexibility to kind of have those teachable moments and to really tailor everything to what the students need, as opposed to having just to follow along with a curriculum and having the time constraints of a school year and also having kind of everything geared towards a particular exam or things like that. So we can really customize and enjoy the teacher's experience a little bit more in this kind of environment. So I don't exactly miss being in the classroom, but I think that's only because I still get to do all of the good parts of being a teacher.
All right. Now, I'm sure a lot of parents have this question, but I'm sure they want to know, like, where you get your curriculum from, and does the center follow along with current school standards?
Yes.
So what do you have to say for them?
Absolutely. So we do follow along with current state standards. So everyone is definitely aware of the Common Core state standards. So we definitely follow along with what their expectations are for students in school. New is going to be the next generation standards. So those are kind of being adjusted and set out now. And a lot of parents don't even know about them at all. They've never heard of them. So it's something that is important to us to kind of keep in the loop of everything that's going on in school, so that we can be the most helpful. In terms of curriculum, I have an entire McGraw-Hill curriculum from K through 12 for remedial reading, for reading, and then also for math. But no one curriculum is going to be perfect for every student.
Right.
So I supplement in. I have other publishers, popular school textbook publishers that we use. I also use some Scholastic books. I also use other texts that I've come across because maybe you need a little bit extra practice in a certain topic. And I don't see the benefit of doing the exact same work over again, but if I can find something that's the same topic in a different in layout or a different platform, then we can use that to go over as well.
Right. Oh, that sounds good. I know you help students with homework, but then do you also give them like a little reinforcement follow-up material for the next time you meet?
Absolutely. So a lot of our kids come in and they do generalized homework help, which we're covering whatever it is that they're working on in school. That happens to be most times they having trouble with a topic that maybe there's a little bit of a deficit that has started to develop or something that's occurred previous. So, for example, in math, I have a lot of students that are in middle school that come to us. They still have some struggles with fractions. So we're not going to get away from fractions.
Right.
So what I do is I try to address what they're doing in class right now so that they're more successful with whatever content they're covering. But also we go back and we review any area that we've identified as a area of development that they can, you know, they're having a challenge with, or maybe it wasn't an area that they mastered the first time around. And we can go ahead and do kind of a hybrid where we're working on what they're doing currently and then giving them that support.
Right. Yeah. So it's, it all comes down, I'm sure, to the individual student.
Yes.
You know, it's a case by case basis, I think is a good way to put it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Everything is tailored. So we can meet those students' needs.
Yeah. So, do you have any final word for on the center, anything you'd like to add?
Well, another common question that I get is how we're different from the other learning centers in the area. And I think that's something important to touch upon. There are several options for parents that are looking for something supplemental in terms of academics. And I think that we're stand out for sure in a few different ways. One is that we're teachers. We have classroom experience. We have certification. We know what is expected of the students when they get to school. The next thing is student ratios. So we don't have a room full of 30 kids working with one instructor. We like to keep the groups at 4 or 5 students, because if they're not benefiting from a whole classroom, whole classroom environment, maybe they're missing some of the information. We want to make sure that we give them an opportunity to get that.
And that is the Chamber Show today. Wrapping up, we're on every second and fourth Monday at 11 a.m., so be sure to tune in then.
Thanks for joining us. I'm Matt Ricker, and we'll see you next time on The Chamber Show.